Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I've come. Brother, even though I have need of my own religion.
Real joy means you first, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, I'm not asking for anybody else. I'm asking for somebody else. Matter of fact, God, I'm not asking for anything for myself, but I'm asking, Lord, for someone else. Hallelujah. Intercession by Miss Kim McFarland. To glory be to God, all praises go to him, from whom all blessings flow. Welcome to Simply the Word Ministries International, where I am your host, none other than Pastor and Prophetess Krishna Uluwansa. As I have so ever said, that it is a pleasure as well as a privilege to be able to come before you just one more time. For truly, God did not have to do it, but I'm grateful that he did. Amen. He looked at me this morning and he said, let me allow you to wake up. And not only can I allow you or will I allow you to wake up, but let me breathe life into you. For many did not wake up this morning, and even if they did, somebody couldn't move. Somebody couldn't speak. Something went wrong. Hallelujah. Somebody was paralyzed on the left side, or maybe had a heart attack or anything that of that nature. But God, you allowed us one more time. And for that, Lord, we're grateful. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you because you're worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God, your name will ever be forever praised, and it will never change. God, we thank you because you allowed us to wake up this morning and we were in our right mind. God, we thank you because you have allowed us to come boldly to your throne. And God, we have the activities of our limbs. God, we thank you because nobody else is speaking for us. We thank you, Lord, because nobody else is doing anything for us on our behalf. Even, Lord, we're not deserving of it, but God, because of your grace and your mercy, God, we thank you that we're not consumed. We're not consumed to the things of this world, oh God, to the sinful ways of this world. And God, even before we come to you and we go any further, God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, Jesus. We ask that you wash us, that you regenerate us, that you renew us, that you transform our minds, oh God. For you ever said in your word that let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And God, we thank you. Not all the time do we think like you. God, not all the time do we speak like you. Not all the time, God, do we set our ear to your mouth to hear from you. But God, we thank you for another chance. We thank you for another chance on tonight, God. Many didn't make it, but God, we were one of the ones who did. Now, God, I pray over our listeners right now, God. I ask that you go into their homes, God, you begin to touch them, and that you begin to anoint them, and that you begin to appoint them, oh God, and that you begin to look at every situation in a unique way, God. For we are all not the same, but God, we know that you are the same God, and you can move all at one time or one at a time. And God, we thank you for being who you are. In Jesus' name, God, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Our scriptural reading tonight, the encouragement words of God came from 1 Chronicles 4:10. The prayer of Jabez. And all day today, God has been speaking to me. All day today, God has been dealing with me. I woke up with my mind stayed on Jesus. That verse particularly says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. I come to tell you tonight to make thou request known unto the Lord. Amen. So many times we go before God with the wrong motives, and we go before God with the wrong things and the wrong requests for material things, and we constantly ask God to enlarge our territory. But one thing that I'm a firm believer of, that God cannot enlarge your territory if your heart is not conducive to the atmosphere of his word. As Jabez ever so cried out, he said, oh, that you would bless me indeed.
I don't know about you all, but we need a blessing. Hallelujah. This world, the United States, need a blessing. And we need a right now blessing. As we begin to look around and it looks like the enemy is raking havoc and he's going to and fro whom he can seek to devour, we know that God is still God. And we know that he sits on the throne. He sits high and he looks low, beholding the evil and the good. Nothing can happen without him. Nothing can, the enemy can't do anything without the say-so of God or without the permission of God. I don't know about you on tonight, but who wouldn't want to serve a God like this, that the enemy had to ask for permission to be able to do whatever it is that he wants to do to you? But because of God's grace and his everlasting mercy, hallelujah, the enemy is not able to just do what he wants to do with us, because God says that we're his own. We're his children. We are children of the King, of the Most High, of the High Priest, of the Good Counselor, of the Almighty God, the Prince of Priests, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Hallelujah, the Great I Am. I'm the Everlasting Counselor. Hallelujah. We are children of him. And as the older folks used to say, that the Lord can't stand to hear his children cry. And we bless God. It's just like a daddy who hears his daughter or his son crying, or his children crying, or the parents hear their children crying. They come to the rescue of their children, and they find out why their children are crying and what is it that they need. Am I the only parent that when my children were coming up, even now as they are being grown, as they are grown, I still come to the rescue of my children? I still, when I hear my children cry, when I hear my children hurt, I begin to find out what is going on. Because how many of y'all know mothers always have an attitude that we can fix? If we can't fix it, it just can't be fixed. Well, the same thing with Jesus. If he can't fix it, then it can't be fixed. As Jabez cried out, it's something about this particular scripture that does something to me. As Jabez begins to cry out, and there's a particular cry that when your child begins to cry, you know the difference between a normal cry, and you know the difference between a cry that cries out, that you know that child is really hurt. Something is wrong. Well, that's what God is looking at us on today. He's looking at us. He wants us to cry out. And it looks like that we see everything that's going wrong today, from the presidential candidates to the killers to the shootings to the floods to the hurricanes to the tornadoes. All of these things that the Bible said would happen is happening. But the people of God still refuse to yet cry out. But we're still telling the Lord, bless me indeed and enlarge our territory. And if you'll allow me to paraphrase and say that we're just like the abused woman. We're just like the victim, that when we're getting beat, when we're being scorned, when things are happening to us, we refuse to cry out and tell anybody about our situation. But yet, we look for help. Yet, we still ask God to help us and bless us indeed and enlarge our territory. Can I encourage you all tonight to cry out for God? Some will beg to differ that there is no God, because what kind of God would this be that would allow these things to happen? The God that would tell you the truth. He prophesied this at the beginning of the world. He says, those that hate you, they hated me first. He told you that. He said that there will be wars and rumors of war. There will be earthquakes in diverse places. There will be things happening. He said mothers will rise up against daughters and fathers will rise up against sons. And we are all come against one another. I don't know about you, but he prophesied this over 2,000 years ago. And man would say that it was man that wrote the Bible. Well, I tell you this. You went to school and you graduated from grammar school and you went from class to class. It was man that wrote the book, but yet you still believed it. Why? Because it was knowledgeable unto you. So I don't disagree with people who say that, yeah, it was man that wrote the Bible, but somebody had to be inspired to be able to put the truth there. And we bless God on tonight because he has allowed us a choice. He has allowed us to be able to accept the truth. Either you will or you won't. But the word of God says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is God. Whether you do it willingly or forcefully. The Bible says every knee got to bow. And every tongue got to confess that he is who he say he is. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you because you are just worthy to be praised. God, we thank you because you allowed your son to die on the cross for us who are sinners, oh God. You allowed him to take on the weight of the world so that we might be free. And God, every chance that we get, we say thank you for your son, Jesus, who makes a way out of no way, who is a deliverer, who is a keeper, who is justified. Because he called us, oh God, even though we were unqualified, he still looked down and he seemed good in us, oh Lord. And we bless your name on tonight, God. I pray for every family, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus that are going through every situation and circumstance, oh God. I ask that you touch them, oh God, with a special anointing. Reach down with your finger of love and begin to minister to them, oh God. Open up their ears that they may hear, because you said in your word that he that hath an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. And God, I ask that you speak into their lives, oh God, that you begin to impart into their minds and in their hearts and in their souls, oh God. Now, God, some mother, some parents, some father, some sister, some brother, they're grieving, oh God. I ask that you touch those that are grieving on tonight, God. Look on the sick, the shut in, oh Lord. Those that don't even have a place to stay, God. Look on those that are in the hospital on tonight, God. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Some don't know what the situation or the outcome is going to be, oh God. But we know that you are a God that knows all. But you told us, oh Lord, that we prophesy in part, oh God, that we minister in part, that we prophesy in part. We only know in part, but God, you know all because you sit high and you look low. God, I pray for that person that's going up to surgery, oh God. I pray for that person, oh God, that don't know what the outcome is going to be. I pray for that person where the doctors have told them they have done all that they can do right now, God. Give them strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them strength right now to stand, oh God. You said when we've done all that we can do, we can't do anything else, God. You told us to stand so that we will be able to declare and decree that the wiles of the enemy will not take us over. And God, we thank you for not allowing the enemy to overtake us and overthrow us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for every city right now, God. I pray for every minister. I pray for every evangelist, every pastor, every prophet, and every apostle, oh God, that's standing on your word boldly, oh God. For you told us to make our request known unto you to come boldly unto the throne, God. And as we cry out tonight on the behalf of the United States, on the behalf of our cities, and on behalf of our nations, oh God, we ask that you look down on us, oh God, and do it again. As you did in the state of city and Sodom and Gomorrah, oh God. As you did in the days of Noah when you told Noah to build an ark because you was just going to flood out the world, oh God, because of their sin. Now, God, we're asking you to blot out our transgressions and our iniquities, oh God. We ask that you forgive us right now, oh Lord. Forgive us, God. For we sinned against the Most High, God. We've committed the ultimate sins, oh God. And even as we sleep tonight, God, I ask that you loose your angels around our doors and around our beds, oh God, that death will bypass us, oh God, that you will put the anointing on our doors right now, Lord. So when the enemy sees the blood, they'll overpass us, oh God. They'll pass over us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God. Strengthen us, oh God. Strengthen us in our walk. Strengthen us in our talk, oh God. Lord, teach us to be more like you. We want to know more of you, God. We want to be more of you, oh Lord. We don't want to be false prophets. We don't want to be false teachers, oh God, and come amongst the people and leading your people astray, God. But let your word stand. For you said heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will always stand. Your yea is yea and your nay is nay, oh God. And we bless you on tonight, oh Lord. We pray over our spouses, oh God. We come against the spirit of Jezebel. We come against the spirit of Delilah. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come against the spirit of homosexuality, lesbianism, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, restore your people back to their original state right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, don't let us fall by the wayside. Don't keep allowing us, Jesus, to fall by the wayside, God. Correct us when we're wrong. In the name of Jesus, God, you are so worthy to be praised on this night. You are so worthy, oh God, of every praise, Lord. As we lift our hands, oh God, and we open up our mouths and we tell you, thank you, God. For you said in your word that thank you makes room for more, God. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping us, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping our families, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, for watching over our kids, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us a job to go through, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us a home to come through, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, that fires have not consumed us. Murders and robbers and thieves have not dotted our doors and they have not consumed our homes, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you protect us on the highways and the byways, oh God. Even when we don't want to be protected, even when we're not asking you to protect us, God, you still, because of your grace and your mercy, you still protect us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, you're just wonderful, and we can't thank you enough. Now, God, before we even sleep, oh God, we ask that you humble us, oh Lord. That you keep us in our right minds, oh God. That you allow the angels to continue to watch over us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. God, these blessings I ask in your name. Amen.
And the Lord, 9 years ago, gave me this song in prayer, and I never forgot it. Consecrate me, Lord. Consecrate me, Lord. Oh, consecrate me to do thy will, thy will, thy will. Consecrate me, Lord. Oh, come on in and consecrate me, Lord. Oh, consecrate me to do. I want to do thy will. This is a flow of ministry tonight. It ain't about no who's who and who you are and where you come from. Tonight is a night of surrendering. Oh, come on, somebody open up your mouth and say, consecrate me, Lord. Consecrate me, Lord. Consecrate, hallelujah, me to do thy will, thy will, thy will. Consecrate
Hallelujah. Thank you all for tuning in to Simply the Word Ministry. It has been my pleasure to come before you on tonight. Amen. I have purposed in my heart that I will continue to do the will of God. Amen. As he continued to consecrate me and begin to reappoint me and constantly anoint me for the job that he has set before me. Amen. I just thank God for you all listening, those of you that are in the archives that have listened to this. And we just bless God, oh man, on behalf of my husband and myself, we just bless God for you all. Without you all, we're nothing. But without God, we are really nothing. Amen. And we just want to say thank you to our listeners, those who have followed us diligently, those who have inboxed me and requested where were we, why are we not on the air, what's going on with the ministry and everything. We're still standing. Amen. God is doing some things in our life that's causing us to go forward. Amen. And we're going to continue to ask you all to pray for us as we continue our walk with Christ. Amen. I want you all to go in peace and be blessed. Remember that whatever it is that you're going through, it is necessary. Amen. It is necessary for such a time as this. God is bringing you, breaking you, and preparing you for greater days than this. Amen. And I want to encourage you all on tonight. You all go and be blessed. Amen. Good night.